From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. North Korea is warning of more military attacks just days after an exchange of fire between the two Koreas that killed four people. From Seoul, Dwally Saikyautau has more.
The North's official state media says Pyongyang will wage second and third rounds of attacks if South Korea makes what it called reckless military provocations. The South's Navy was conducting military exercises near a maritime border disputed by the North. Before the artillery fire took place, the North's military had protested the South's naval drills, calling them war maneuvers near its territorial waters. President Lee Myung-bak is now holding a series of emergency meetings to respond to the incident. In the meantime, a U.S. aircraft carrier with 75 warplanes is headed to western waters off the Korean Peninsula to hold joint military exercises with South Korea this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikyautau in Seoul.
A jury in Austin, Texas, deliberated for 19 hours before convicting former Republican Congressman Tom DeLay of two felonies. It found the one-time House Majority Leader guilty of money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering in funneling $190,000 in corporate money to Republican candidates. DeLay called the conviction an abuse of power and a miscarriage of justice. He said he will appeal.
The criminalization of politics undermines our very system, and I'm very disappointed in the outcome. But, you know, it is what it is, and we will carry on, and maybe we can get it before people that understand the law.
DeLay could be sentenced to life in prison if the conviction stands. More than 3 weeks after the general election, there is a winner in California's 11th congressional district. Democrat Jerry McKerney has been elected to a third term, defeating a challenge from Republican David Harmer. He now holds a lead of nearly 2,500 votes. It's been a rocky week on Wall Street, but Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that investors have cause for gratitude ahead of Thanksgiving.
Financial markets have been buffeted this week by renewed concerns about European debt burdens and North Korean aggression, but encouraging economic indicators Wednesday let stocks rebound from their Tuesday plunge and erase most of their losses. Not all the numbers are positive. Durable goods orders and new home sales are down sharply, but the main focus is on a drop in jobless claims, a pickup in personal income and spending, and a more optimistic reading on consumer sentiment. After a broad-based rally, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 1.3%. The S&P 500 is 1.5% higher. And the NASDAQ composite is up close to 2%. Long-term interest rates are up after a sell-off in Treasury bonds. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News from Washington. Ireland unveiled the toughest budget in its history Wednesday. It's designed to reduce deficits by $20 billion over the next 4 years to make it eligible to receive an international bailout. The prime minister acknowledged the austerity measures would reduce the standard of living for everyone in the country. In Haiti, the official death toll from the cholera outbreak has topped 1,500. Officials from the United Nations say the epidemic hasn't yet peaked. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince.
In just over a month, the Haitian health minister has registered more than 66,000 cholera cases nationwide. Aid agencies are scrambling to set up cholera treatment facilities, particularly in rural areas of the country. The UN's top official for humanitarian affairs, Valerie Amos, toured parts of the Haitian capital on Wednesday to assess the cholera epidemic.
I'm being told that we haven't reached the peak yet. Nobody is sure when that will happen, so it will get worse before it gets better.
She says it's crucial that people regularly wash their hands, thoroughly clean their vegetables, and make sure they're drinking safe water. Amos also said it's important in Haiti, where there's so much fear over this new disease, that people know that it can be easily treated.
Because they are infected, it doesn't mean that they have to die.
Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The U.S. government is setting aside 187,000 square miles in Alaska for polar bears. Interior Department officials say the designation is necessary to create a critical habitat for polar bears who are at risk of extinction. The land set aside could also restrict future offshore drilling for oil and gas. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.